We're doing the second chapter of Ta'anit, and this chapter begins with the focus of how do we actually run things on the day of a fast on a Ta'anit. Sedo Ta'aniot Keitzad. The last seven fasts where we said the congregation unites and prays and blows shofar, how exactly would it run? So the Mishnah says, Motzin et Tativa, we take out the ark with the Sefer Torah, L'chova Shelil, to the city square. we're showing that we're all down, we're all out. Ordinarily, the Sefer Torah is modest, it's hidden, we don't publicize it, we keep it behind the curtain, we keep it in its own ark. Now, in this dire situation, we take out the ark, we take it out to the city square, L'chova Shelil, the wide city square. And they take ash that comes from something burnt, and they put it on top of the ark, and that's so to speak to indicate that God is with us in this time of suffering, and it's also to commemorate, to bring forth the merits of Yitzchak, who offered himself to be burnt when he thought that's what God wanted of him. Uvirosh HaNasih, they also put ash on the head of the prince. Uvirosh HaBetin, and on the head of the courts, the chief justice. V'chol echad v'echad noten b'roshot. And every person puts on themselves. The prince and the chief justice, someone else places the ash on their forehead. That's more shaming. But every individual places on his own forehead. Hazaken shebehim, the elder among the people, Omer lifnem divrei kibushin, he says words of rebuke. He turns to the people, now that they've all gathered in these days of fasts, kibushin, like lichvosh et alev, things that will conquer their hearts. That will help them repent. It takes talent to know how to get people aroused to want to do tshuva. And he tells them, Achenu, our brethren, lo ne'ma ban shei Ninveh, it does not say about the people of Ninveh, God took note. They were fasting, poor people. They put on sackcloth. Doesn't say that that's what impressed God. But rather the verse says, God took note of their deeds. For they returned from their evil ways. So God stresses in the book of Jonah, the people fasted for 40 days. The people took their animals, their children. Everyone was fasting. It was a pretty impressive fast. And nonetheless, the verse stresses, what did God take note of? God took note of the fact that they changed their ways. And in the prophets, the verse says, the prophet Yoel tells the people during a time of famine. In the time of Yoel, there was a huge plague of locusts that God sent to punish the Jewish people. And the people had nothing to eat. The Talmud discusses how they were eating the dung, the feces. They had literally nothing to eat. So, what? This was in the time of the first temple, towards the end of the first temple. So the prophet Yoel turns to the people and he says, "V'kiru levavchem, tear your hearts, ve'al bigdechem, and not your clothing." God doesn't want something external. Person weeps and tears his shirt and says, "I'm sorry, God." That's not what God wants. God says, tear your heart, don't tear your shirt. I want it internally. I want a person to change his ways. My interest is not the external, how a person looks, how he tears his clothing. So the elder, when everyone's standing in the courts, in the public square, the elder turns to the people and reminds them the important thing on this fast day is for us to change our ways, to stop, look back, recognize why is it that we're suffering like this, what brought us here. That's the idea of every fast day. Why do we commemorate the destructions of the past? We remind ourselves, what brought about that destruction? The evil ways of our forefathers. Well, are we any better? How are we going to get better? The main concept of a fast day is that we stop and think about the lives we're leading and think how to make it better. So that's what the elder would say to the people when they'd gather at the city square. There's Hashem tomorrow, we'll pick up over here.